Yokta, I am now recording my own voice using my own computer. You guys don't have to worry about being recorded. Only my voice is being recorded right now. Even if you talk in the call, only my voice will be heard in the recording. So please feel free to interrupt me with questions if you like. I will briefly repeat what I just said. I was introducing the two activity sets, activities one and activities two. The most useful way to practice activities one is in our daily greetings. After we say Wiksas and Wiksuch Danalach, the next thing we often say is Wigilas. What are you doing? Wigilas. And activities level one gives you some possible responses to that. Activities level two gives you some more daily activities that you can use in your responses, and it also introduces the past and future tenses. The future tense in Kwakwala is the easier one. The past tense is the more difficult one. Future tense in Kwakwala is pronounced k, that is a barred lambda or a T barred L. K. That's the future tense. A couple things I pointed out about the future tense in Kwakwala is that whenever we talk about the future in Kwakwala, we almost always use the future tense ending. So we cannot leave it out. We have to include it. Also, it frequently gets pronounced more than once, even in the same sentence. The example I gave was Ungwatli Galabant. Who will be first? Ungwatli Galabant. That is a future tense question that has two future tense endings in it. Aliki just asked a question. Why didn't we hear a tch, future tch, in the sentence? Hopefully, it'll be nice for the children's Halloween. I can't answer that right now because I don't fully understand the sentence that Diana gave us. Hopefully, after we all have time to listen to it and analyze it, we'll have an answer to that question. Like I said, I recorded Diana saying that, and I will be editing and posting that audio later, as well as this audio that I'm recording now of me talking about tense and activities. The past tense, by comparison, is more complicated in Kwakwala. First, there are at least three different past tense endings in Kwakwala. These are h'id, h'id. The second is h'd, that's xd, h'd, and u'sh, u'sh. So, for example, if I put this on the verb mich'id, mich'id means to go to sleep. Mich'idachten, I went to sleep. That's the ch'd. Mich'ididen, that's another way to say I went to sleep. And mich'idutlen, yet another way to say I went to sleep. Those are the three different past tense endings in Kwakwala. So the first difficulty with past tense is deciding which ending to use. The second difficulty is that even when we talk about the past in Kwakwala, we don't necessarily have to mark it. So unlike the future, when we talk about the future, we use a future ending. When we talk about the past, we don't always need a past tense ending. Take, for example, the question, "What did you do yesterday?" This is in activities level two. Our first question in activities level two is "Wigila sich llanswal." What were you doing yesterday? Now, we can put a past tense ending in this. If we do, the one we want is probably "uth." We can say "Wigi lo llasich llanswal." What were you doing yesterday? But Diana tells me, and the other materials that I use agree, that if we're mentioning when we're talking about llanswal, we're being very literal here about the time we're talking about llanswal, we don't need the past tense ending. In fact, it sounds better not to use it. So "Wigi lo llasich llanswal" sounds better than "Wigi lo llasich llanswal." Also, this sentence has some bits that don't other bits that don't have to be pronounced. Those are the bits in brackets. So the most casual way to say this is "Wigi lo llanswal," and that's Diana's preferred pronunciation. "Wigi lo llanswal." Did you do yesterday? We can have those connecting bits, "Wigi lo llanswal," "Wigi lo llanswal." That is conservative Kwakwala. That is what is taught in the Umista books, and that is the language that we find consistently in the Boaz Hunt texts. that are about 100 years old. But in modern Kwakwala, that ich bit is frequently dropped, and we'll usually just hear wigilas thunswas. Now I want to share some materials that Dana and Carla shared with me, as well as the Learning Kwakwala series published by Umista in 1981. What I'm showing you now is from Book 7 of the Learning Kwakwala series, This One, That One. Book 7 is mainly about pointers, also called determiners, but it also has a section on tense starting on page 32, and that's what we're looking at now. This book identifies four different forms for talking about the past tense. The simple form is has no past tense ending. So that would be, for example, wigilas llanswath. What were you doing yesterday? Wigilas llanswath. There's nothing in that sentence. There's no past tense ending in that sentence. Nevertheless, we know that we're talking about the past because of the word llanswath. Possibly the most common past tense ending is xd, xd, xd. That x is a disappearing consonant, so we'll mainly get it after vowels and nasals, and it'll be deleted after other consonants. The xd form is used for things that happened recently. The next past tense ending is xid, xid. X glottal stop id. This ending also has a disappearing x that is only pronounced after vowels and nasals. It also happens to be identical in form to the complete aspect ending. So, for example, Micha, sleeping, Michid, go to sleep. Those two forms differ in aspect. The ch'id in Michid is the complete aspect. It is not the ch'id past tense form. This can be quite confusing. We have these two different endings that mean two different things that have exactly the same form. And we can even have both of them in the same sentence. So, Michididen is an example where we have both of those ch'ids in the same sentence. Michididen, I went to sleep. According to these materials, ch'id is further, longer ago than ch'd. The third past tense ending is ut or wuth. This is exactly the ending that we get in llanswath. This is the so-called remote past ending. It has these two different pronunciations, ut and wuth. The first one is the more common pronunciation. After most stems, we get ut. We seem to get wuth mainly after the s sound. So, for example, kios, there is none. In the remote past, that is kioswath. There was not. Kioswath. That's not the only place where we get wuth. So, for example, when Diane and I were going over some forms, she also wanted to use the form wuth after hupmop, eating. Eating in the remote past, Diana says hupmopwuth, hupmopwuth. But after most other stems, she uses uth. These are some materials that Dana and Carla shared. These present more or less the same picture as the Umista materials, giving us four different ways of talking about the past. The simple form with no ending, the XD form, the ch'id form, and the ut form. And they have these vague definitions: XD, most recent, ch'id, longer ago, ut, a long while ago. So, how the heck are we supposed to use these? How do we know which one to use? Well, Diana and I spent some time talking about this yesterday. And the good news is that the situation is simpler, seems to be simpler than is presented in these materials. Roughly speaking, you mostly don't have to worry about the ch'id past tense. It used to be used a lot more in Kwakwala and is now used a lot less. One rarely encounters it in modern Kwakwala. So the two main past endings we have to worry about are XD and ut. The rule of thumb that we're going to recommend to you for now is that when you're talking about something that happened in the past but on the same day as today, use the XD past tense. So, for example, if I ate this morning, I would say hapmapdan khwa qaalach. I ate this morning. Hapmapdan khwa qaalach. That's the XD past tense. I'm using that one because I'm talking about something that was in the past but on the same day as I'm speaking. However, if I'm talking about something that happened yesterday or earlier, then I should use the ush ending. Good question. So Dana's asking for an example of the so-called simple past, where we name when it happened, but we don't use a past tense ending. So one example of that is wigi las lanswath. What were you doing yesterday? Wigi las lanswath. Diana, could we say something like kasan lanswath? I was walking yesterday. Kasan lanswath. Diana confirms that if we want to say I was walking yesterday, the simple past would be kasan lanswath. Kasan lanswath. Because we mentioned when it happened, we don't have to use a past tense ending. Or we could say kasolan lanswath. I was walking yesterday. There we have an explicit past tense ending. Kasolan lanswath. And because it happened yesterday, we're going to use the so-called remote past. What I'd like to do now is go through every single verb and verb phrase in the activity sets 1 and 2. And we're gonna say each verb or verb phrase by itself. And then we're going to add the recent past XD and the remote past ush to those verb stems. That'll be a practice for the two main past tenses that we're going to use. And I will ask Diana to monitor. I will lead us through that, but I'll ask Diana to monitor me. And Diana, please interrupt if I say something wrong. Let's begin with activities level 1. I believe this set has 9 different verbs, starting with i'akhla. This is a very useful exercise for you, and I recommend going through it with your intermediate and advanced students when you're ready to teach them the past tense. I'akhla, working. If I was working earlier today, i'akhlaqtan. I'akhlaqtan. If I was working yesterday or earlier, i'akhlaqtan. I'akhlaqtan. Notice that in i'akhlaqtan, the vowel is O, because i'akhla ends in an A. The remote past ush has a U. When an A and a U come together in Kwakwala, they become an O. I'akhlaqtan. So those three forms again are i'akhla, i'akhlaqtan, i'akhlaqtan. We're going to do that with the 8 other verbs as well. Playing, amsa, amsachten, amsochten. Cooking, hatmixila. I was cooking earlier today, hatmixilachten. I was cooking yesterday or earlier, hatmixilochten. Sorry, hatmixilochten. Hatmixilochten. Reading, studying. Kakeduxila. I was reading earlier today. Kakeduxilan. Sorry, kakeduxilachten. I was reading yesterday or earlier. Kakeduxilochten. Writing, kata, katachten, katochten. Learning, kakutla, kakutlachten, kakutlochten. Walking, kasa, kasachten. Kasochten. Resting indoors. Hudzil. Hudzilten. Notice that after Bardell, the X drops. Hudzilten. 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 Doing nothing. Kiosquigilasa. I was doing nothing earlier today. Kiostan quigilasa. I was doing nothing yesterday or earlier. Kios wathan quigilasa. Apparently, because kios ends in an S, it takes the form wath. Kios wathan quigilasa. We're going to do that same exercise that I call that a word building exercise with the verbs and verb phrases and activities too. Our first verb in level two is kitla. Kitlachten. Kitlochten. Cleaning house. This one I'm less sure about, Diana, so please check me. Cleaning house. Equalish. I was cleaning house earlier today. Equalichten. Yesterday or earlier, equalichuchten. Are those forms right, Diana? Okay, so Diana just reviewed some forms with us, and part of the confusion seems to be that we can add an extra a to equalich, and I don't understand why, but the forms that we just heard from Diana were equalich, equalichten, equalichochten. Is that right, Diana? So we have equalichten and equalichachten. Diana thinks that equalichachten sounds better. So we have that extra A coming in that I can't explain. The two forms, the two sentences that we just heard from Diana, I think, were equalichten, period. So if we don't mention when, then we want to have a past tense, equalichten, and there we have a D. But if we mention qa'alachte, which is this morning, then we don't need the past tense on the verb, and we can say equalichten qa'alachte. I think we're seeing that often we'll have several options about how to say something, and sometimes there will be one form that fluent speakers are most likely to use, but other forms that they will also accept. And learning about all of these forms and deciding which ones of them to teach first is quite complex. We just recorded an example from Diana, which will be shared on the course webpage. The example was that Aliki asked Diana, "Wigilachtas chwaga'alach? What were you doing this morning?" And Diana responded, "Equally chlachten. I was cleaning house. Equally chlachten." In this example, it helps to show that when we don't say explicitly when something happened, like yesterday or this morning, we're more likely to use an explicit past tense ending. But when we do say explicitly when something happened, such as yesterday or tomorrow, then we're less likely to use a past tense ending. But those are not absolute rules, just tendencies. We're on activities level two. On verb number seven, tsutsuhogya. Our next verb, washing dishes, tsutsuhogya. Tsutsuhogyachten. Tsutsuhogyochten. Starting with verb phrase number eight. We have some complex verb phrases with objects which require a case ending. The case ending is written in the middle as a back X. For example, looking after children, achsilachaginginanam. I was looking after children earlier today. Achsilachten tlachaginginanam. Achsilachten tlacha. This could also be shortened to Achsilachten Chaginginanum. The difference between the longer form and the shorter form that I just said is that the longer form is the more conservative form with that linking material, Achsilachten Tlachaginginanum. The more innovative, newer, more modern form drops that linking material, Achsilachten Chaginginanum. Next, listening to music, Hutlilacha Kamkamdam. I was listening to music earlier today. Hutlilachten tlach kamkamdam. I just said tlach, but I think it sounds better with tlacha, right, Diana? Hutlilachten tlacha kamkamdam. Hutlilachten tlacha kamkamdam. If I was listening to music yesterday or earlier, hutli lo'lln tlacha kamkamdam. Hutli lo'lln tlacha kamkamdam. Number 10, watching television. I've listed this verb as humus, but I think that might be a mistake. Which sounds better, humus or humusla? I'll treat it as written for now, but I still have some questions about this. Watching television. Humus ha humuatsi. Humus ha humuatsi. Is that better, Diana? Okay. All right. So it seems that this verb usually more commonly ends in an a. I was watching television earlier today. Humus lachten tlacha humuatsi. I was watching television yesterday or earlier. Humu slothlin tlacha humuatsi. We're going to skip number 11. I've left a spot for playing video games. Diana and I worked on that a bit, but I don't have a final version yet. So I'll go to the end. Number 12, to go to a place. Lalach. Lalach. For example, I went to Campbell River earlier today. Lachten lach tlamata'ach. And the way I'm saying this makes it clear that I'm no longer in Campbell River. If I were still in Campbell River, I would say lachten lachuch tlamata'ach. But since I'm not there, lachten lach. If I went to Campbell River yesterday or earlier, lo'lln lach tlamata'ach. Lo'lln lach tlamata'ach. That is the end of today's lecture on the activities 1 and 2 sets and on the Kwakwala past tense.